They are the stars that occupied the high school gridirons of the past in South Central Iowa, making up some of the greatest athletes to ever compete on Friday nights.
Low snap, Worth keeper to the left side, has a lot of room to run up to the 15, finds there the hole, bursts forward, Reed Worth puts an end to this game.
He's to the 50, 45, gets a couple of blocks, 35, 30, cuts it upfield, 9 again, 10, 5, 6 for the Eagles, touchdown Pella Christian, Levi jungling, another return of 56 yards, his second return touchdown of the game.
Each year, KNIA KRLS tries to answer the question on many fans' minds each season, where are they now?
Rolls to the right, looks to throw, fires it towards the end zone.
Oh, Broome, nice throw.
And it's caught! Touchdown, Central! Hayden Broome's first collegiate score and Egley's first collegiate touchdown toss.
Last year, we focused on the direct line of Pella and Pella Christian standouts heading to Dorton, Northwest Iowa. The pipeline hasn't changed, with nearly a dozen Dutch and Eagles alumni on the roster, all of whom have seen time on the gridiron for the Upstart Defenders program. It's been a slow start to the season, but former All-State players Noah Klayberg and Levi Jungling are finally starting on the same field and showed off some big-time chemistry despite their different alumni allegiances.
And the defenders back to pass is Klayberg. Klayberg steps up in the pocket. He's got Jungling wide open. He's off to the races. 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Defenders.
Many of Noah's contemporaries from the 2014 and 15 state champion Pella football teams are still competing in college.
Can the Pella High defense hold? Sebelius fakes the handoff under pressure, and he goes down way back in the backfield. Two green jerseys.
Garrett Jansen first.
Garrett Jansen.
A former Ed Thomas Mr. Football Award winner, like Klayberg, Garrett Jansen was a member of the first of three straight undefeated title holders for the Dutch. His career after college took him to Kinnick Stadium, where he played for three seasons with the Hawkeyes after a redshirt year.
Sure, had some tidbits from that story, but just how it all happened was very God ordained in a way, and he works in funny ways. But I always tell people that I don't regret anything about going to Iowa. I didn't play as much as I wanted to, but if I were to go back, I wouldn't change that because of the experiences I was able to have, the education I was able to gain, and the friends I was able to make. I found my future wife at Iowa. I have lifelong friends that push me to be a better person and I stay in contact with.
Jansen earned his degree with 1 year of eligibility remaining. That has since sent him north, where he currently plays for Minnesota State.
Mankato was one of the two schools that I got into that I applied for. So that was also part of the reasoning that I'm up here, and I'm very thankful that I was accepted and able to get started with grad school. I feel very thankful and fortunate about that.
Noah drops back 5 seconds.
He's open.
The end zone. Warner wide open. Pass caught. Touchdown, Pella. Touchdown, Pella with .9 on the clock. Pella High answers back.
One of his teammates from the Pella High School days had a special year as a junior for the Drake football team last season. Two-time state champion Will Warner was an FCS first-team All-American, leading the nation in interceptions last season.
Yeah, I mean, it's always great just to be recognized. Obviously, it'd be cool if it was just kind of a team recognition thing just because it was a team effort, but it was awesome kind of being able to be on that stage, be with some other great players, and just kind of be on kind of that first team and whatnot. So that was great. It was funny, kind of, I think it was right after the Marist game. That was kind of my best game where I ended up with three picks that game. It was actually the FCS Stats Player of the Week for defense and whatnot. So after that game, everybody realized that I was probably going to be up there.
And speaking of state champions,
Prairie City and Monroe get the party started.
The most recent of the bunch locally, the 2018 PCM Mustangs, have their quarterback seeing time for the Simpson Storm.
Worth looks over to the left side, pump fakes. He's going to throw deep to the left. Has Preston Van Wyk by himself. Touchdown, PCM, 50 yards. Reed Worth to Preston Van Wyk.
It's a different pace game. It's a lot faster. And, like, there's a lot more preparation, I think. There's a lot more steaming. I mean, there's high school steams, but college is, like, a whole nother level. It's, like I never realized, like, high school football is so simple and, like, if this guy's open, throw to him. But now it's like in college, if this guy isn't there, you got to go through your progression of your 1, 2, and 3. If it's not there, you check down to the back. It's like it's a whole different style of game, and it's like a lot faster, a lot more intense.
Reedworth says while it's been an adjustment to get from the high school level to college, he still has big goals in mind.
That happened, yeah, it was great, it was fun, but now it's like you got more goals here, win national titles, so now you got to take steps to move to there, and still being a young freshman and still learning a lot of stuff, trying to get bigger, stronger, faster, understand the game more.
And while Wirth's collegiate career is just beginning, another former Mustangs is ending with Simpson, as senior Gunnar Davis pushes piles for the Storm.
Our immediate goal is to beat Wartburg next, and then, you know, our big goal is to win the conference championship and continue to move on in the playoffs. And then, you know, kind of some individual goals for me is just, you know, I'd like to continue to play well throughout the year and then move on, graduate, find a job, hopefully.
On the topic of offensive linemen, Knoxville's Brock Cavanaugh still has at least 1 year ahead of him. As the second-string junior guard for NCAA D2 Power Northwest Missouri State, is continuing to work for his new team after transferring from Iowa Western Community College.
It's a little bit different. I mean, the only difference, the competition was still, Iowa Western competition was still great. I mean, playing there really helped me get ready for here. But the family atmosphere here is just a whole other level compared to junior college. I mean, which it's going to be. It's not a two-year get-out deal. But, yeah, here the family atmosphere is just incredible, getting to know people. I mean, really, just turning to your brothers when you're here, especially in our offensive line as a unit.
Cavanaugh, like so many of the alumni featured tonight, continues to have fond memories of his time in high school.
High school football was a whole other level. That was so fun. Probably the most thing, or the biggest thing I missed was that feeling for the Panther walk and then just walking down in the Kenlock Stadium. I mean, it's really, I still haven't got that feeling to this day. It's just on a whole other level.
So when college diplomas come, more than likely the end of competitive football does as well. But for a former Indianola standout, he continues to chase a dream at the highest level. Keegan Render, the former All-Big Ten offensive lineman for the Iowa Hawkeyes and a multi-year starter for Kirk Ferentz, he was also one of the best to suit up for the Indians. Render was first-team All-State and an elite All-State selection as a junior and senior.
I mean, I don't remember everything, but I loved playing there with Coach Kluber and Coach Whalen and all the rest of the guys. They just really kind of started my whole development as a football player growing up, and they do a great job there. You know, Indianola is a little undersized for 4A, and it kind of made you have that hard mentality like Iowa, where you just kind of go up or show up and go to work, and you're not always going to be the most physically gifted team out there or person. You just got to go to work, and they really installed that mindset with me, and I just took that throughout my football career.
Render now works as hard as he can to find the gridiron with the NFL and was at camp with the Philadelphia Eagles and is continuing to meet with teams to find a roster spot and keep his football dreams alive.
It's definitely stressful as far as before the draft and all that. And even right now, it's just stressful. You know, it's a little different, obviously, in the NFL. It's more of a job now. And, I mean, you just kind of take it one day at a time. You never know what's going to happen. And, yeah, I mean, it's just kind of like the real world out there. You just got to stay ready. And if an opportunity presents itself, you got to be on top of your game and go out there and give it your all.
Find extended interviews with the alumni highlighted in tonight's feature at kniakrls.com. For Football Friday Night and Answering the Question, Where Are They Now? I'm Andrew Schneider.